Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
reliability, validity, and scientific method. I'm just going to do just a few minutes podcast as I drive off to the gym at night. At about 10:30 at night, I'll do an hour, possibly 2 hours, brain training and work, and I'm just going to quickly cover this topic. We're going there via a friend's place, very infirm person. When I was visiting him earlier this week, he had a possum in his bin and he can't put his bin out, so I'm just going to check that his bin is out. But getting back on to the scientific method, so basically there's certain basic things. So you say you've got to have a hypothesis. It's really a bit stupid if you can say hypothesis, a method results, discussion. We discuss reliability, validity. These are the surface conscious terms. These people don't understand what they're talking about. It's words floating around, and if they say it enough, it sounds as though it's scientific. But I want to really get into it. Aim of doing science is to produce something. So it produces a report. It produces your understanding. What does it produce? Or it can actually produce new scientific knowledge. And the production of new scientific knowledge is via induction. And only if you use induction do you have to use the word hypothesis. So you have to propose a explanation which is hitherto unknown, and you can prove that explanation is worthless if your results do not correspond to it. So that's the fundamental thing, is that if you've got kiddies, you have to actually tell them, well, what's the purpose of this scientific stuff? And if and only if he, oh, it's poor bastard, poor person, doesn't have his bin out. Oh, I'll just have a check on him. Just check that I'm really across it. Is that just checking on him? Maybe. I'll be with you in a second, you poor bastards yourself. Okay, let's stop here. Okay, back again. I suppose it's a thing of looking after this person. It's pretty amazing that when you're looking after, I suppose, veterans and old people, people say immediately, oh, don't let them use them. Oh, careful, you'll be doing heaps and heaps of things. Oh, just so sad, because there's so many manipulative people out there, so many manipulative ads and stuff like that. But we're getting back to the, so I've just cleared his, had a dead possum in his bin. And we want to make sure his bin was put out on bin night. Just checking that out. Poor chap. That happens. You get dead animals and you put them in the bin. There you go. Okay. Back onto science. We've got to say, you know, what is the real thing of science? What is the experiment for? And can you explain it to me? And if you're trying to find out a new piece of information or create new science, if the experiment creates new knowledge, it must use induction. It must be an experiment, must be something that you don't know the answer of, and when you do actually get the answer, you have the explanation is given to you. And so there's a process there, and I have three different things: the preamble, proposal or pattern that you're looking for. There will be there a proposal of a pattern, proposed pattern, sort of like that. There, then you have the path, how you're going to generate the pattern, and the picture. Does the picture look like the pattern? And why I say that is that more often than not, your data will be graphical. We don't have very long to go here. Just turn around. I'll be at this gym in no time whatsoever. My aim, of course, is to save on petrol and go to the gym. I just in that instance, I had to check on this man's possum in his bin. Okay, so you got that there. You get some results, and there's all this sort of, oh, is it reliable? Is it valid? And is it relevant to a certain extent? What I say there is, rather than say reliable, is it numerically significant? Is the numbers that you have enough to support anything? Is it numerically significant? Or is the number 10, if you each time you measure it, you get 2 and 50, and you want to determine its value. Is it significant? The numerically significant. Is it evidentially significant? Is what you're doing logically connected to the conclusion that you're seeking? So if you are not reliably, or you're not measuring something, you're actually changing another variable, you're measuring something completely different, therefore it's not evidentially significant. And then the other one is whether it's socially significant, or it's got another dimension of significance, the other significance, and those come together. And if you can look at that, and I think that in general gets you going through your discussion, automatically discussing for it to come across. Now here we're going along here. You have this sequence. Basically, you have what I would say a question, but then a question by itself needs these four P's, two S's, and then once you've got there, you have to then answer your question. So you have to get to an answer, but before you get through the answer, I think there is this methodology which I think is very important to do, is Elisa at school produce a multiple choice question. Now, this it occurs to me very much that I couldn't teach this at school because none of the other teachers teach it. None of the other people are going through the same methodology of putting it. Now, lo and behold, there are other... It's 10:30 at night, and there are two other lost souls at the gym, and that makes me rather sad. I'm sad for myself going to the gym. Look, thanks a lot for that, and I'm just really hoping... that I improve in podcasting, getting the ideas across. But can I say, things are so damn slow. I'm back into doing typing tests. I got up to around 40. I've dropped down to 30 or 28 speed. And 28 words per minute is sort of like agonizingly slow. And I wish I could work out what my brain thinks. I can see parts of my brain words go ahead. And similarly here, I'm going into the gym, and I'm hoping that when I do brain exercises 2 hours a day, that will slowly improve. And can I say, this is the most excruciating thing. And yeah, I've slowly improved in podcasting, but this is over 1,623 bloody podcasts to try and get out. So it's a real, real slow recovery, and it's a market world. You're recovering, but you recover, and you're not as good as someone else on the market. You're sort of like an Australian designed and manufactured cars. Thank you. Thanks for the effort. Thanks for turning up. But look, we prefer Japanese and Chinese and every other type of car. In this market, there's sort of this two aspects. This rehab, you've got to keep on going, and you've just got to switch yourself off from market forces. Okay, so this is covering up scientific method, and you've driven with me a little while I've checked in a possum in the bin, and then you've heard about my huge long struggle in rehab. I'll keep on just slogging away. Off to now to fight another day. Thanks a lot for listening. Thank you.
podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.